10 years ago, this April, I stood in the shadow of what was left of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine. I was gathering sound for a story for this program about the 10th anniversary of the disaster. Even then, the sarcophagus, the giant black hood that shrouds the doomed reactor, was leaking radiation, and we could only stand there for but a minute or so. In the nearby town of Pripyat, where reactor workers and their families lived, you could still see the remnants of their lives. Newspapers from April 25th, the day before the accident. In a playground, a Ferris wheel once filled with squealing kids now rusts and creaks in the wind. 47 emergency workers died fighting the explosion. Tens of thousands were caught in the radioactive fallout. How many more died from cancer? Nobody really knows. But these days, the only time I give any thought to Chernobyl or nuclear reactors or power-generating plants at all is when I get my monthly electric bill. It's been going up a lot. And that's got me thinking. Sure, I'm worried about global warming, and nukes don't produce greenhouse gases. And the people who make them say they're safe, if you don't worry about the 100,000-year half-life of the radioactive waste, or terrorists, or an accident. But I need my electricity. It's the lifeblood for all my gizmos and gadgets, my cell phone, PDA, laptop, and MP3 player. Efficiency experts call them energy vampires, and they're slowly bleeding me. They're on 24/7. Today, a TV uses more energy during the 20 hours it's on standby than the 4 hours you actually watch it. If we all just unplug these devices, we'd drive a stake through the vamp amps, and the nation would need 20 fewer power plants. But how realistic is that? Well, at least on one day, this April 26th, on the 20th anniversary of Chernobyl, I'm going to pull the plug on my kitchen full of energy vampires. The people who lived and died in Pripyat deserve at least that.